I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's top local story, special coverage with Dave and Dujanovic.
Well, the tragic murder over the weekend of Ashlyn Black, 25 years old, went on a Tinder date with a man who police say has confessed to stabbing her multiple times inside his home. Now, for this, I am not reading from a study. When I read the story, I immediately went to my heart. I believe that women are so very emotionally vulnerable with online dating, Amy, because we want somebody innately. We want somebody to love us. Amy Donaldson, my good friend and also reporter at the Deseret News, social distancing from me and for Dave Noriega today.
I'm sad I don't get to hang out with you.
Do you agree or disagree with me on that? That we are emotionally vulnerable as women in online dating because we are on a search for somebody to love us.
Well, we talked about this earlier. I do think both men and women are looking for someone to love and some validation that we're worthy and worth, you know, somebody else's time and attention. But I think women are socialized in a way that's sort of dangerous. Like, I was always afraid to hurt a man's feelings. I was, you know, told, like, you have to be nice. You have to be agreeable, right? You can't, don't emasculate a man. Don't, you know, So like, I mean, I was told, I don't know about you, we're older, obviously, but I hear it's the same. We see these stories in the news. Don't say no to someone. If they have the courage to come over and ask you to dance or to ask you on a date, then you have to say yes. And I had this policy of never saying no until I got to college. And I thought, this is ridiculous.
I want to go in depth right now with the help of a woman who turned down Ethan Hunsaker. This is the man who stands accused in the Ashlyn Black homicide. She turned him down repeatedly. I'm going to go in depth on how we can follow her guidance and dismiss those emotions, the emotionally vulnerable side of us, before we meet Mr. Wrong. So I think sometimes the red flags online with online dating, of course, there's all kinds of dating apps, as Amy said earlier. Tinder is the most popular. Millions of people on dating apps. Some of the red flags are obvious that you're connecting with the wrong person online. They're overbearing. There's just too many messages. You open up the app and they're just like pummeling you with messages. Too much too soon. Too much good morning, beautiful, good midday, beautiful, good afternoon, beautiful, good night, beautiful. It just feels, are there online pics?
Who doesn't want to hear that 20 times a day, right?
You're thinking, you don't even know me.
No, I'm thinking, I haven't taken a shower in 3 days, dude. What are you talking about?
But there are also, I think their online pics, can, if they look suspiciously similar to Brad Pitt. Too often, I think women are willing to rationalize these red flags in hopes of finding a connection, Amy.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it. I have friends and family who've done it. I've talked to my daughters about the rule, you know, sort of how they can do this in a way that I can support them, but that is a little bit safer. You know, I usually ask them, give me a link to this person's profile. Tell me your plans that you have. And the problem is, kids are very, you know, like, somebody calls and says, hey, do you want to go get coffee? You're not like, oh, I should call my mom and let her know that, right? Or you're doing something and you change plans. So I tried, my older daughter was better than my younger daughter. Text me your plans, meet in public, usually a park, a coffee place, plan something short for the first meeting. But the biggest thing I asked them to do was take a picture of their license plate and their picture, like a selfie. And kids do selfies all the time. So I said, you know, just tell them you have a neurotic mom. And most of the kids they dated, you know, they
when you say kids, do you mean adults?
They're adults.
You're talking teens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think they started online dating around 17, 18. You know, when the regular ways of meeting people, like high school and sports and stuff like that, kind of dry up, you kind of gravitate towards the online.
So neither of my daughters have online dated recently at all. And so I haven't had this fear with them. But in the past, they have. And it's always, you know, turn your location finder on. Let me know where you're going. At least let your sister or your brother know where you're going to be and when you're going to be expected home. But I have been online dating. And so the roles are reversed. I mean, I'm a 53-year-old mother of three adults who are extremely worried about me at all times. So I asked my daughter the other day after the story broke, this tragedy of Ashlyn Black. And by the way, if you're just jumping in the car, you're just tuning in, we have this horrific murder that we've been reporting all weekend of a woman who met a man on a Tinder date and was dead within hours. So as a rule, Amy, my kids require me to keep my location services on at all times. I have my best friend who tracks me all the time, and I don't even know if she looks at my location. But my youngest daughter told me the other day when we had this discussion, she said, I check your location at least three times a day. And when you're out on a date, I check it constantly. Now, here's the false sense of security with that. My location will not tell them if I'm in trouble.
Yeah,
it may tell them I'm going in a different direction than I'm planned, so that may be an indication, but it won't tell them if somebody has their hands wrapped around my neck.
Yeah, and I think that's the hard thing. I mean, I've always struggled with this. How much of our fear and our concern do we give to our kids so that they don't trust anybody and they walk around being afraid in life, right? I mean, fear is sort of a balance. There's actually an amazing book, if you haven't read it, called The Gift of Fear.
Yeah, I've read it.
But it talks about your intuition and that is a gift. And I think what you have to really do is you have to get better at listening to your own instincts about when somebody, and do a little bit of, maybe a little bit of research about what kinds of abusive behavior there are, because it does feel like, well, this guy's jealous. He wants to know where I am. Or, you know, I used to think I dated someone. Oh, he's just so into me. Wants to know where I am all the time, what I'm doing.
But that could also be a red flag.
It's an absolute red flag.
Absolutely.
And it wasn't that situation, right?
Right.
But you don't know until you're already in it. And then you think, how was I so stupid?
So I want to, what your comment right there about intuition brings us to Autumn Daly. So Autumn Daly's story was told last night at 10 on KSL TV. If we're so in love with the idea of finding love, how can we possibly emotionally unplug when Mr. Wrong comes along on a dating app or starts texting us over social media? Well, Autumn Daly, she's the example. She did it. She kept saying no to Ethan Hunsaker, the same man now accused of killing Ashlyn Black during that first Tinder date over the weekend. So Autumn worked with Ethan more than a decade ago. And Autumn's in her mid-20s, at least she looks to be. And she recently found that, you know, Ethan began almost begging her to meet him for a date. And I think his latest text, Amy, came last week, and she kept turning him down. And I read some of the text, and it's like, no, thanks, I have plans. No, I have plans with other friends. But let's turn to KSL Television's Ashley Moser right now. She interviewed Autumn Daly about following her gut.
From Instagram to Snapchat.
Overbearing, just can't take no for an answer.
Autumn Daly says his text messages were all the same.
In this last month, it's been like every other day, him asking me to make plans or do something.
She often didn't respond, and when she did, she politely declined the invitations, even one asking for her to come to his house.
He had mentioned that he just feels like he has no one to talk to, and he doesn't have any friends, and that's kind of why he was reaching out to me so often.
Okay, he just said the thing that's terrifying to me. Or she mentioned this, I don't have any friends. I need someone to talk to. I don't know about you, Dad, but I'm a sucker for a sad case.
Oh, absolutely. I'll be your friend, and I will fix your whole life for you.
You need someone to talk to, but definitely I'm that person.
I think people like this, men like this, recognize that.
Absolutely.
I think they recognize that, and they play on that. And this man is accused of being a predator, right? I mean, he's accused of something horrific. But I think a lot of men on dating sites look for that in women, vulnerable women.
Well, because then it's easier to get what you want if you couch it in those terms. And I think that by showing this side of it, by talking about Adam and or Autumn and what she didn't do, I don't want to make it seem like Ashlyn did something wrong. I mean, one thing I will say, I had a friend in college who said to me, because I felt like it was kinder to tell people no than it was to go on a date that I didn't really want to go on. And I remember telling her, or she said to me, well, you can do that because you get asked out on a, you know, a bunch of times. I get like one date a month, maybe.
Hmm.
So I don't want to say no.
Because I
wanna...
might be missing the opportunity.
Yeah. And so everyone's in a different situation and we have different reasons for wanting to connect or date. And that's the reason that I always hesitate to compare. But I think the thing you can learn from Autumn's situation is when someone is pestering you, whether it makes you feel good or not, you have to ask yourself, like, he doesn't know me. I mean, I've had a person tell me that they wanted to marry me after one date.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that to me was a red flag.
Oh, I've heard it all too, Amy.
Yeah.
A woman of my dreams.
Yeah, and I thought, you have no idea what a jerk I am. Like, you don't know.
You haven't even seen me without makeup. So I want to get into this, Amy. How can we disconnect, we have about a minute left, from being emotionally vulnerable as women? And I'm speaking, we're going to take phone calls in the next about 5 minutes or so, because I know I want to hear from men too, because I'm sure men go through this, but as women, how can we emotionally disconnect? I already said I emotionally disconnect when somebody says hello beautiful too many times to me in one day. I just think that sounds slimy to me. You want something more. I also disconnect from men who drop off the face of the earth after the first date, because I feel like something's, they don't thank me. I don't hear from them for three. Then all of a sudden they pop back into my life 3 weeks later and they want another date. And I think, well, you were probably down in Mexico running drugs for the cartel, dude. I'm not interested. I mean, I don't know why you dropped
that's your
off
news. Them. That's your news bias showing
but
there, Deb.
But how do you, right.
Two days on the crime beat.
How do we disconnect from Mr. Wrong? Before we know for sure
for me,
if he's Mr. Wrong.
Yeah. For me, the biggest disconnect I made that was helpful to me was not feeling responsible for other people's feelings.
I love it.
I feel as a woman that, and I love to connect to people in a very emotionally raw way. It's one thing I love about my job. But I think that when I was dating, it was definitely, it made me vulnerable to some situations that could have gone very badly. I could have been the subject of news versus writing about it. And I think that the best thing I did was say, when people would say, I'm so sad, I don't have any friends, or, you made me feel this way, and now I feel that way, and you won't date me. And they made it my problem that they had loneliness.
Trying to twist your arm and your heart into going out with them.
And that somehow, and again, it makes you feel, on the one hand, powerful, but I always ask myself, am I wanting to go out with this person because I find them interesting and uplifting and I want to get to know them? Or do I feel like they're going to be sad if I don't, or I feel obliged, or I feel like...
I love it.
I think that
is a great tip. Just do not...
You're not responsible for other people's feelings.
So taking your call straight ahead, is there any way to not take a risk when we're online dating?
Hey, Andrew Janovic.